Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Check it out.
You're listening to The Voice, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk? Let's go. BPP Reloaded, get ready to walk. Every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. CST. Nieces Touch every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah!
And TPV After Dark every night at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Turn it up!
DJ, turn it up! Let's go!
What's good, radio family? It's your boy, the Psalmist Voice. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is now 24/7. That's right, and you can download us right now on the TuneIn app. You can take us on all your mobile devices. Tell your friends, tell your mama and them, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network is back with a vengeance for the Lord. And yes, new talent to come. A lot of big things are happening. So keep it locked on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And always, always remember, walk with us, family. Let's go!
Sasa Vildir, Saka Fed. Come and start. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean pepper pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous François, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Nieces Touch and be blessed.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk? Let's go!
He's the Lord of all. Heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. I'm praying for the orphan, poor kid, idolizing stars, pushing Porsches, sitting on the porch with porcelain, ready to bust the window out of kick a door in, or pulling Edward Norton, sorting. Through drawers, went to the store, spent his last dollars, the paper man's for his felon organ. What about the mother in the fifth ward, killer's forcing, so in the morning she's mourning, as they brought the corpse in, forfeits of the whole orbit, reaching to their pocket to find more lit. I know it's horrid. We get it morbid, view with the truth, or it will go on as usual. Funeral, suicide, portraits, shooting tie, culprits, rebuke the lie, euthanize, youth to die, dormant, no way to beautify, torment. Truth don't lie, this guy behind the pulpit. You should try Luke and I, crucify, flesh, forfeit. I do cry, abortion, it's legal, it's legal, we the people, even divorcing. I'm forming the movement, trailblazing, torsion. Still my courses, I'll look back, say, look what the Lord did.
You're listening to the hottest Christian radio show on the planet, the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. Are you ready to walk? Let's go!
What is good, radio family? It's May 16th, 2018, and yes, you are listening to the hottest Christian radio show on the planet, the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. It is here, family, where you get your spiritual fix, uplifting word with rawness, music, and yes, all in spiritual context. And I am your humbled host, the Psalmist Voice What is good? We pray that the Lord will impact your life and bring a fresh understanding of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Man, family, we got a hot show for you today. I know y'all been listening to this hot track called Push, but we have in the building, we have Titus in the building, the man behind the Push movement. We got him on the show today here at the Psalmist Voice Reloaded Live right here, right now. If you want to talk to Titus, our number is 773-897-6490. He will love to talk to you. We'll love to chop it up. But we're going to get to know this brother and his testimony. But, of course, y'all tired of hearing me. Y'all hear me every single day of the week. But here we go. The Psalmist Voice presents Christian hip-hop artist Titus. And it starts right now. Are you ready to walk, family? I know I'm ready to walk. Titus is ready to walk. Let's get it. Let's go. Here we go.
But I just gotta know one thing. Are you ready? No! I said, are you ready?
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Gentlemen, the Psalmist Voice presents Titus, the Christian hip-hop recording artist with his movement, Push. Titus debuts his leading singles entitled Push, Pray Until Something Happens off his ice-breaking EP, Conviction, featuring the melodic chorus of Blanco, which is now a universal anthem with some powerful words of encouragement, as Titus invites you to journey with him on some of his most troubling and challenging paths. He also taps into some familiar issues that we all may have experienced and or are aware of in the present, from mass shooting, economic waves, poverty, police brutality, or just our daily struggles within. He brings awareness and a design to inspire everyone collectively to follow his lead. The video is available online on YouTube or by request or MP4, and the instrumental and a cappella versions are also available as well upon request. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I give to you the Psalmist Voice present Christian hip-hop artist Titus is in the building.
What's going on, man? I appreciate that. That's a very warm welcome.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome to the Psalmist Voice present. And definitely, sir, it is a pleasure to have you on the show. We hooked up by Pastor Don, and definitely your song moved us here at the network. We've been pushing it on the radio station as well as when we're on the air on the show. And we definitely, definitely are behind Pray Until Something Happens, because our network and our ministry was based upon just that. And, you know, it's just an awesome awesome thing to know that you have another brother in the faith that is actually still pushing and not giving up to the wiles of the enemy and all the nonsense that's going on right now with the world, that you can still give the family a different perspective through Christian rap, man. And your songs, man, are definitely on point, man. And I definitely got to give you praise where praise is due, and continue to stay focused on what you do, man, because it's awesome. It's an awesome, awesome movement that you have right now.
Yeah, I appreciate that. When I started recording, you know, sometimes when you find this new land, a new path, you know, you know you got 2 feet in the brain and things of that nature, but, you know, it's like the who, what, when, and where. You know, why am I doing this? Who am I doing this for? When am I supposed to be doing it? And you know, after recording my first song as a Christian hip-hop artist, I put it out there to the guy who featured. He's a platinum Grammy-nominated writer and singer. And he hit me like 2, 3 in the morning, and he was like, yo, I needed this song in my life right now. And it just really got me out of bed. You know, I went and played a couple games of pool and just kept playing the song back just to kind of, you know, be my own critic. And as soon as I put the first song out, man, like, people just really gravitated towards it. So my whole recording process for the last, I record about 15, 16 songs for these projects. I tell you, I've never done music on this caliber before, and I've been doing music for a minute, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, family, we want to get to know the man, because, of course, with the man goes through some stuff, and then he has an EP coming out, Conviction. Now, your message, just listening to your songs, man, I mean, you definitely have a testimony in itself. And, of course, we're going to go through each song and make sure we let the family hear your ministry. But, sir, just please give the family a little bit of testimony and a little bit of backdrop of who Titus is.
Yeah, I'm a Florida native, so born and raised here in Florida. Back and forth from Florida to Atlanta, so I got a little bit of, you know, different taste of areas. But here in Florida, you know, of course, everybody thinks it's sunshine and paradise. And, you know, me coming up in my area, Sarasota, you know, I was born on the urban side of it. So, you know, I kind of got like the good, bad, and the ugly, more the ugly and the bad. And, you know, kind of being fatherless and having your uncles raise you and having the streets raise you, you know, you're mildly trained to be in that life, you know, and that's what I've been in that life since 14. So I struggled, you know. I've always prayed and went to church and things of that nature. But when you struggle, you know, you don't really have that guidance. And sometimes when you don't have that conversation back, you know, you kind of don't even believe in your prayers sometimes, and that was me. You know, I was a big dope boy in high school, man, going to church and watching these church folks kind of look at me with a crooked eye, like, why is he here? You know, I'm here mm-hmm. because I'm lost. I'm here because I need love. You know, I need a home. I need somebody to tell me it's going to be okay. And every time they didn't, it made me angrier. So I would go back to the streets and push harder. You know, bigger deals, bigger people, bigger opportunities. And long story short, you know, God has a very interesting way of slowing you down. You know, he'll slap you right in the face and just make you sit down and be patient and listen. And then, of course, you know, you do just the opposite. So keep digging yourself in holes. And, you know, it led me to some very dark places. But the lighter yes, side of it is, you know, I finished high school by the grace of God after dropping out. I went to college. I had a 4-year degree at the age of 20, you know, and then I started to be around people who embrace me, you know. Hey, you know, good job. Hey, you know, I'm playing basketball and I'm being awarded and things of that nature. So all those things kind of help fill in those scars, you know, which makes me a normal person again, because, you know, there's some monstrous people out there who do a lot of really bad things in life, which affects a lot of people. So I didn't want to be that person, but music was always like my avenue. It was always my therapy. It was my punching bag. It was my release. And you know, I, in the secular world, I've been on basically every stage you can imagine. I've been on stage with Lil Wayne. You know, we was just on tour with French Montana, 2 Chainz, Gotti. You know, and during that last couple shows of that tour, really showed me, like, I felt empty. You know, as big as the stages are and all these things that you hope for as an artist, you know, I felt very empty, and I seen a lot of the evil floating around. So when I came back home off that tour, I told my wife, you know, I'm married for 3 years now. I told my wife, I need to do something different. You know, I feel very empty. I don't feel like I have a purpose, and I've been thinking about converting my name over to my government, which is Titus. And and she hit me with a Lecrae CD. Like, hey, listen to this. Right? And I didn't quite understand Lecrae before Anomaly. You know, he was very, you know, it was different for me. But when Anomaly came out, I started listening to people like Bizzle. I found people like Andy Mineo, and I was like, yo, I can be myself, do music, you know, have a different ministry and different movement, and just talk to the people who may listen, and that got me here, you know.
Correct. And, you know, because I was going to ask you what was your biggest inspiration, but you pretty much hit it right on the nose as far as your development and going through the struggle. Now, the great thing that you said you identified was the people that were giving you the cross eye were church folks. Now, there's a difference between a church folks and people that are actually having a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's a big difference.
True.
And
I agree.
We talk about this a lot on the show as far as the cosmetic stuff that you put up. Those are the church folks, the religious folks, and then you have the folks that understand the relationship of Jesus Christ. Now, when you understand the relationship, man, it's different from religion, because religion restricts you, but relationship sets you free and redeems you, and you're able to become who you are, which is Titus. You did the hip hop thing. You did all the, you know, the R&B with Lil Wayne and all them, man. You did that, but you felt empty. That's because the Father was calling you the whole time. So in your transition, you say, you know what, I'm not going to be afraid of who God called me to be. So this is where Titus was born. And then from the birth of Titus came Push. And then from Push, you have all these other songs that are really, real. I mean, they really hit home with not only people in my age group, but the young people, because you have a message. It's just not all beats and hooks. You have a message with the beat and the hook, and that's what makes it unique. And Lecrae was the first to cross over into the secular realm with the Christian rap, because he changed the whole game for Christian hip-hop completely. So now it gives other opportunities for brothers like yourself to be heard, because Christian rap's been around a long time, man, and they never had a platform until now. But still don't
in the way.
Yeah, exactly.
I was speaking to one of the developers of Lecrae, and you know, he made a discouraging statement, which I didn't mind, but he was saying, like, there's no platform for Christian hip hop artists. And I'm kind of looking at him like, didn't you make your name off of creating Christian hip hop? Like, he was one of Lecrae's, you know, producers and engineers, and you know, I guess what I would like to hear is go out there and find a way to bend these walls so you can continue to crack open opportunities for yourself and those that come after you, like Lecrae did and other people. You know, Lecrae isn't it, but he is a great example of leadership. Like, you know, do you, and those who are meant to follow you will follow you.
Exactly. Because his journey, again, you know, was, you know, it was some controversy behind it. It was all in the, you know, all in the Christian news and all this other stuff. But he made a choice. And I'm not mad for that, because it's our fault as in the Christian arena that we're not giving gentlemen like him and you and other artists a platform to sing. Are we giving Kirk and all them the platforms. We're giving them the great, you know, signing deals and all this other stuff. But Christian hip-hop has the same effect, and it can reach the young people. Man, Kirk and them can reach people in my age bracket and probably 30 and up.
Right.
You know, Christian hip-hop reaches the teenagers, the ones that don't know, like they were, like in your situation, they don't know, they don't have a daddy. They don't have a mama sometimes. Sometimes they're raising themselves. So being able to listen to music like yours, man, can really keep them focused. And they know, man, God does love me, even though I'm still hustling, even though I'm still in the game, even though I'm still doing what I got to do to make ends meet. God is still with me. And then, and like with you, God gave you that door, and he opened it for you, and he allowed people to come into your life to change your mindset. And here you are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a choice, you know? And when you made that choice, you had enough, and you got tired of being empty. You said, let's move. Let's go. Let's push.
Yeah. So, and it's hard because the whole crew that I had, I used to be 30 deep, man, everywhere I went. The whole crew that I had slowly kind of disintegrated, and I called my entertainment attorney, and he was the first person to know. I was like, yo, what do you think about me changing my name from my secular name to Titus and being more positive and really focusing on the light? And he told me, he said, man, that's really the best move I've ever heard you propose to me. He said, but I want you to know what you're getting into, because you're not going to make as much money as you would on the secular side, and you might lose a whole bunch of support. But he said, man, if you just really trust the process and you know, make sure you listen more than you try to lead in your own way, he said those pillars that you create will continue to develop a foundation that we need, you know. And that was my confirmation. You know, my home front's always been supportive, and I did lose a lot of fans, but I gained a lot of new family members, people like Roy Tosh, right. You know, good brother, and you know, I go to him for mentorship and friendship. Got people like Deraj, you know, I would never have met, you know, and the list kind of goes on, Sicily, and I'm just like, man, there's so much talent over here, and people with good messages, and everybody's kind of doing it in their own way. But I don't want to get distracted by that. That's why I just put my head down and I tell people, man, it's like we want what we want when we want it, and that's not the formula, and that's why the next EP is going to be called Godspeed, you know, because I finally learned to listen and I learned how to be happy too, you know.
Correct.
And that's what I think we need. You know, it's not just music; it's a culture, it's a following. There's a lot of creation behind it, and you gotta be very careful, you know, about what you do. Like I give you a quick story if you don't mind. We was in Miami.
Stop. Go ahead.
And I was working. We've been working with 50 Cent son for the last couple months or whatnot. And being in Miami, you know, went to a hookah lounge and he enjoys hookah or whatnot. But just being in that presence, being in that circle, and people start taking pictures and videotaping and things of that nature, and it got online, and my wife was like, yo, you see what's going on right now, right? And I was like, nah. Mm-hmm. She was like, yeah, one, you're in this environment. You got to imagine how it looks to people who look up to you or who are supporting you. It doesn't look like the life that you're speaking about. It doesn't look like the life that you talk about, you know. And it's all, and she's completely right, but me being human, I'm going to slip, maybe continue to slip, but it feels good to have people around you to say, hey, tighten up. We're in the secular world, so hey, you don't have to tighten up. You can be as sloppy as you want to be, you know?
Exactly.
But,
and, you know,
but
and your wife...
It just goes to show... Go ahead.
No, go ahead, finish.
No, I was just saying, it just goes to show, like, you know, if God gives you an opportunity and you forget, you forget the core, and you forget the boundaries in a sense, and you forget the purpose and the meaning, and you lose those values, you know, it's almost like, how many opportunities do you want him to give you? You pray for this, you ask for this, you beg for this, you pray for this, you ask for this. And when you're given it, you start to lose, you know, you start to lose a lot of your grip. And then as soon as we get back at the bottom of the bucket, then we want to go back to praying and begging and, you know.
Mm-hmm. And see, the one thing that I love about Jesus Christ is the fact that regardless of what you're doing, he's going to be in your midst. And even though you try to sneak and do what you used to do before you became who you became, it's like you feel somebody sitting right there looking at you. And it's like, you'd be like, man, I feel like somebody's staring at me. Man, that's the Holy Spirit, man. Because it's like, you know, and you start feeling some kind of way about it. You're like, man, I don't even supposed to be here. And then confirmation from your wife told you exactly probably how you were feeling when you were in the midst of it. So, man, that's the Holy Spirit talking to you. So as you go through transitions, as you're growing and moving in your ministry, God gave you a gift, man. And if you can make a powerful impact in the secular aspect of rap, you can do the same thing in the Christian world. The difference between secular and doing Christian rap is the fact that you have an open market opportunity to make a statement. And you can create your own environment. You can create your own stage by just your walk alone. Your testimony is good enough to make it. It's just when you make that music and you go into an arena or you even go into an elementary school, when you open your mouth and you're able to let the Holy Spirit flow through you, my brother, it's going to open up doors. I don't care what the secular management tells you. God's going to bring you open doors in situations and in places where you didn't think was possible. Because if Lecrae can do it, you can do it. But you're a different facet. You're a different movement. But God is calling you to a different path. So you can't be discouraged by it. You can't allow things from the outside to affect you. Just stay focused, stay in your word, stay prayed up with your wife, and then ask God to continue to guide you and your management. Pray with them. Y'all get a relationship, have at least a 5 to 10 minute Bible study or whatever. Just giving you a little tidbit, not preaching to you, but just giving you a little tidbit to help you through the transition, because it can get very, very tempting. But man, I want to get into this music because we've been playing Push for the last almost week now, and people are loving it. But I want people to get the backdrop of why you wrote Push, what was your inspiration on Push, and also the next title track, The Call. Can you just tell the family a little bit about where you were and when you wrote it and how it was processed and all that jazz, and also The Call?
Yeah, the PUSH is an acronym, P-U-S-H, Pray Until Something Happens. My wife actually gave me the idea. You know, when I say my wife, I kind of brag about it, because I've been a bachelor and single and, you know, out there living this crazy, crazy world, which isn't safe anymore. So, you know, asking for that strength, you know, he definitely listened, and she gave me the idea. So, you know, writing the song, I actually wrote a whole song that I was set to record. But the week that I was set to record it, my friend kind of told, you know, I play basketball, obviously. My friend told the team that his son was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And I'm looking at this 8-year-old kid who used to run around with so much energy and love, and now he has a scully on, and he's kind of stripped of his spirit. And I'm looking at his father, you know, and I'm just like, man, you know, he kind of looked at me like, what else can I do at this point? And so I just shared with him with the acronym. I was like, yo, you have to push through, man. Just pray. Keep praying. Pray until something happens. And if you listen to the song, you can hear that message came through. You know, that I don't know where it came from, but I gave it to somebody. And I was like, man, let me redirect my path a little bit and give somebody who needs to hear this message the message. To go into my roots, man, my grandmother gave me she gave me a platform. On my relationship with Christ. You know, she always kept us in the book, kept us going to Sunday school and things of that nature. So the first verse of Push, you'll hear me talk about kind of like my grandmother in a sense. You know, she's scared of losing her home. You know, but meanwhile, God's calling her home. She's so strong, got to push. You know, so when people call me strong, I look at the people who raised me. And I'm just like, man, exactly. I have to be doing more. And I want to encourage people to push. I want to encourage the single mothers to push. I want to encourage those who might be going through poverty or economic challenges. I want to encourage, you know, anybody who might be going through financial or job or health, you know. And so I try to put everything together. And if you look at the visuals, the visuals show me going through a situation of cheating. It shows a single father going through a situation of choosing a family over drugs. It shows another person, you know, going through hardships and thinking about depressions and alcoholism. So, you know, the message definitely hits home. I appreciate all the love and support, and a lot of people are pushing, and that's a great thing, you know.
Amen.
On the call is simple. You know, what are you going to do when that call comes? When the Lord calls upon you, you going to answer the phone or you going to duck and dodge? You know, and I just really want to encourage people to answer that call, because you never know what the message is behind that call.
Amen. Amen. Well, yep. Titus, introduce to the family your two tracks, Push and The Call. You got the floor.
Hey, Push is the lead single off Conviction. Hope you guys enjoy it. Pray Until Something Happens, featuring my man Blanco. And then The Call is the follow-up. I got my homie Roy Tyus on it. Blanco's on the hook as well. It's coming off the EP Conviction that's available on all streaming sites. So just check it out. Let me know how you like it. Leave messages, follow, and do everything you can, man, to spread the word.
Yes, sir. We got Titus featuring Blanco, Push, and then next, The Call. You're listening to the hottest Christian radio show on the planet, The Psalmist Voice Reloaded, with my special guest, Christian hip-hop artist Titus, in the building. Let's push, y'all. Let's walk, y'all. Let's go.
Uh-huh. Okay. This for everyone who need that. That little push, pray until something happen. Please push, pray until something happen. Gotta push, man, I've been holding for too long, trying to make sense of what's right and what's wrong. Had to make it through some struggles, even writing a song. My grandma's noticed some stress, told me brighten my tone, so I cleared some clouds, feeling right in my zone. But now she fighting health issues, maybe losing her home is hard, cause nowadays she barely talk on the phone. Meanwhile, God calling her home, she's so strong, gotta push.
Please don't leave me now, in my life I need you now.
Babies all alone with no help, but seeing a new mentality is everyone for themselves. Let's speak about brutality, you're laying in a cell. Police having a field day on your fears and it's felt. Send SOS upstairs if you're cleaning your slate. Know you questioning your faith, but he don't make no mistakes. Just asking for your thoughts, maybe give him the weight. Pass your story off to someone else who's needing a break. Know you asking how can I give advice and I ain't perfect. Seen so many live in life with no purpose. It ain't hard to add common sense, so worth it. But no day is certain, since they close the curtains, I'ma push. Pass it to the hustlers, the veterans. Sneak on broadcast, perform on day letterman. Push every soul right in every state we in. On judgment day, I hope that they let me in. Let me push.
Please don't leave me now. In my life, I need you now. Knowing that I let you down, I hope that I make you proud. Struggling, show me how.
Push.
You're breathing because of him. You walk around acting like you don't know. When things go wrong, you call his name. Well, your answer is call.
Answer the call, just answer the call. Don't be ashamed when you answer the call. Living the same when you answer the call. Hands in the air when you give him your all. Answer the call, just answer the call. Don't be afraid when you answer the call. Living his name when you answer the call. Just answer the call. I'ma keep it 100. When the Lord calls, some of y'all be running. If you need me, I'ma be the best gunning. Cause I got a long list of bad things, no friend. Redemption, like I kinda know. First fruit coming out, yo, I got a soul. You can live with your ego, ain't tryna stroke. Make the devil mad, Charlie coming out the old. Me and Lil Bro, eyes in the front, got work to do. No show to entertain, no stunts to prove. Picking up God's feet for monster brew. Saved, yet still I'm a monster, you. If you don't think it's a test, claim untouchable alienness. North to the south, now east to the west. The good book, deep selling the rest now.
You're breathing because of him. You walk around acting like you don't know. When things go wrong, you call his name. Well, you answer his call.
Answer the call, just answer the call. Don't be ashamed when you answer the call. Live in the same when you answer the call. Hands in the air when you give him your all. Answer the call, just answer the call. Don't be afraid when you answer the call. Live in the same when you answer the call. Just answer the call.
I'ma keep it 100 with you. What you see is what you get when you're looking in my eyes. I'ma be transparent every time I step in the booth, even if we on the ride. Way too much to risk, we gotta stand up. We all gon' give account, it's time to man up. Aim for the sky, but we off key. She ain't gotta sound so softly. Off our shoulders, a high fee. And you know the Lord is calling. I done seen him change so many lives, no lying. While we ain't stopping, we gon' keep on fighting.
You're breathing because of him. Walk around acting like you don't know. When things go wrong, you call his name. Well, you answer his call.
Answer the call, just answer the call. Don't be ashamed when you answer the call. Live in the same when you answer the call. Hands in the air when you give him your all. Answer the call, just answer the call. Don't be afraid when you answer the call. Live in the same when you answer the call. Just answer the call. Couldn't do it, said it wasn't right. Used to live in fear, now I celebrate life. Stumble in the dark, now I'm walking in the light. You ain't talking about nothing, you ain't focused on Christ. Got some nerve, y'all curved like a cashew. Arrogance used to blow right past you. Straight up, turned up like fast food. You gon' answer for your life when he asks you.
Been by this calling for many years, to standing both feet on the ground. Keep it cool around me for the blows. Daily fighting with eyes on the ground. Darkness all around us, but his light shines brighter. Think you run this, but it's way too high up.
You're breathing because of him. You walk around acting like you don't know. When things go wrong, you call his name. Well, you answer his call. Answer his call. Call.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready, to walk? Let's go!
Man, that was Titus with Push and then the Call. Man, I'm hyped up. I'm ready to get it. Man, Titus, those two tracks right there were money, man. They definitely was taking those stereotypes and kicking them to the curb, man. You definitely have a gift. And again, man, just allow God to continue to use you, and he's going to send you the people that you need to get you where you got to go, man. Those two tracks are awesome. I'm looking forward to playing the other ones, but I don't want to spoil it right now. I got to give the family a little bit of hesitation right there and get their lips off nice and ready to eat that good steak and that barbecue. So I'm going to keep it a little on hold. for right now, and we can get to know you just a little bit. But again, if y'all want to talk to Titus, the number 773-897-6490. I know it's early, but if y'all in your lunch break, show Titus some love. We are live right now. You can listen to us at ppventerprises.co. Click the Thomas Voice Radio Network link, and you can listen to us live right now, or go to blocktalkradio.com/ppvradio network. We have in the building Christian hip-hop recording artist Titus, and man, I'm excited. Man, Titus, what is your favorite Bible verse that gets you back going on the track, gets you back going with your relationship with Jesus Christ when times get hard and you want to give up? What is that favorite Bible verse that you go to get your re-up?
I'm still kind of new in my studies, but I've been soaking in Matthew probably for this last month. There's just so much. There's so much there, and you know, my wife she's been to the school of life, and she'll break down, like I'll have certain questions or whatnot, and she'll break down the meanings and different ways for me to look at things, and encourage me to pray over what, you know, the meanings of what I get out of it, and basically encourage me to use it when I find it. And you know, I got so many questions, you know, and it's hard for me because it's like, who do I ask? If I go to five different people, I get five different answers. And that's where I really learned to just take my time and sit back and just really not only get the word, but also, be open enough to ask the right questions to certain people, and then take that information and not necessarily let it steer me, but at least let it keep me focused in the direction that I'm meant to go in, you know?
Yes, sir. Well, as always, man, like I told you, man, once I tell every guest that comes on the show, I tell them, your family. Once you get on the show, your family, and we are here for you, man. I am an ordained pastor. So if you have any questions, concerns, you need some prayer, man, I'm going to get your number, and I'm going to text you the information, and you can always give me a call. If I don't answer you right away, I will definitely give you a response back before the close of that day. But definitely, man, if you need any encouragement, I am here for you as well. So don't hesitate to give me a call, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, what are your favorite turn-ons as far as when you got into the Christian rap game? What was your biggest turn-ons for you as far as wanting to get better, or who would you like to work with in the future and things like that?
I like 1K. In the Christian hip-hop lane, that's kind of weird for me, but you know, I reached out to a few people in the development of me making music, and you know, I got tracks with Roy Tosh, I got tracks, a track with Benja that we're gonna release on his next project. There's a couple up and coming people that I took chances with, but if I had to really sit down, like you know, visual wise, I would like to work with J. Cole on one of my visuals. I don't know if you know, but he's actually directing. But music-wise, you know, I don't know if you know old-school Randy Crawford. That's my cousin, or my generational cousin. But she got a song called Rainy Nights in Georgia. I wanted to spin it off and do Rainy Nights in Florida. You know, and also got a song called Streetlight. So I really just wanted to kind of not just keep it in the family, but things that I grew up on and was encouraged by, you know, to have people dig on the crates on it and say, oh wow, you know, this is connected in some way, or what made him want to venture out here or reach out to this person. And it, to me, it's just all creativity. I'm kind of the middleman, you know. I don't do everything, but I'm involved in everything. So,
right.
You know, imagine being a visual and see that certain people had their hands on it. I want people to ask how did I make that happen? You know,
exactly.
And that's the intriguing part for me.
Exactly. And so what motivates you to continue to press forward in the Christian hip-hop arena? And, of course, obviously, with Christian rap, you know, the biggest motivation isn't the money part or the fame. But what as far as what you're doing, you do get some sense of satisfaction. And what is your motivation to continue to move forward in this genre of music and your transitioning?
I keep it simple and say the need. You know, there's so many people in need right now. I just went and spoke at Hoops Church Apopka here is local, but to see these young brothers, man, in high school about to venture out in the world, you know, they need some weaponry.
Yeah.
You know, they need some direction. They need some guidance. They need somebody to come to give them the truth, you know, like unfiltered. In Christian hip hop itself, man, I see a lot of people like one dimensional, and I'm like, wow, you know, you can be doing so much more, you know, kind of going in layers. I see a lot of communities needing help, and you know, platform of music definitely opens up that bridge. In sports, the same thing. Sports and music go together, and then even breaking down and just studying with people, man, like people's mentality has been dampered in so many ways. So when people find out I'm a Christian hip hop artist, it's like, oh wow, Christian hip hop. Tell me a little bit more, right? And mm-hmm. So there, with that need there, I just find myself being a vessel and a worker. Whether I'm a garbage man or I'm a painter or I'm an executive, whatever it is, it's just so much work that needs to be done. And I feel like I have the experience and ability to do it. And if I can't do it, I feel like somebody around me has the experience, ability to do it. That's what keeps me going, you know?
Correct. Now, how does Titus spend his time when you're not rapping?
I'm a family man. I'll be honest. I do real estate. You know, I'm right here looking at Universal Studios as we speak. So I stay in the theme park. I stay in the movie theater. You know, but if I'm not doing that, you know, the simple things, you catch me at home, man, just really, really getting that family time in, because I know they need me when I'm on the road. I know they need me when I'm out, you know, getting this fruit. So, you know, it's something I never had. And I look around, like my father's been married 4 times, divorced 4 times, you know, wow. And so I tell my wife, thank you almost every day. Thank you for this opportunity. You know what I mean? Like it's tough. Marriage is definitely not easy, but to have a wife, And to have, you know, I got a 15-month-year-old son. We got one coming on the way. You know, I've never been married, let alone married, now raising a family is a beautiful thing. So I soak up every chance I get, man, whether it's going to the beach or going to the grocery store, you know, just keeping it really simple.
Oh, yeah. Because that's the what they don't tell you in the world, being married is a beautiful thing. Even though you see all of the negativity that is in the media, and you know, you were in that other arena, and you see that a lot of these individuals have girlfriends and forever and never marry them, or they have 2-3 women on the side, all this other nonsense when you get into that genre of music. But when you get into the point of your life as a man and you want to make that change and transition, you really want God to move into your life, God gives you stability and peace. It's not crazy and chaos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, and he makes you into what you want to become. And I can feel you on that, man, because, you know, with being married is the most awesome thing you can. But marriage is what you make it. But if you put God first in your marriage, regardless of if she comes from Mars and you come from Venus or whatever you want to call it, there's always a bridge there that can bring you together. And as you grow and mature in the marriage, you learn more about each other. You're able to coexist together, and you're able to make things happen, and you become one cohesive unit. So you're ministering the gospel through rap. She's behind the sidelines giving you that push and that motivation and keeping you encouraged and keeping you stable in that arena. And that's an awesome thing to have when you have a tag team partner and you feel in some kind of way one day, and then you got your partner saying, hey, babe, you know, step out of it. You okay? You need to pray? You know, is there something that, you know, we can do to get you off that stump? You know, that's an awesome thing to have a helpmate to actually
yep.
get you through that transition period in your life, man. But definitely congratulations on your upcoming baby, man. That is an awesome thing. And you keep doing what you're doing, man, because I wasn't growing up in a perfect home either, but my heart's desire was always to be a family man, regardless of what folks might say or what the naysayers might have said. That's always been my desire, to have a family, and God has given me that, and I went for the world, man.
It's a beautiful thing, man. It just makes everything easier because, you know, when the homies come through and we do a barbecue at the house, I know everybody in my house is who's meant to be in my house. I don't have no negative people who could damage everything I work towards, or somebody who's attacking, you know, this your energy and your progression there. I just it's just a different level of confidence. And even going out into the world, you know, whether we're shopping or, you know, we're going out to, you know, wherever, just to enjoy free time, it's just like, you know, you know you had a layer of protection on you. And again, confidence is everything, and almost everything you do. So I tell people the same thing, man. Know the ingredients of the food that you put in your body is very important, because the good things can work for you, and the bad things can do a lot of damage, you know?
Exactly. Well, tell the family how they can get in contact with Titus. Give them all your social media links, all your YouTube links, your website, contact information. Tell the family how they can get in touch with you via Facebook, via Twitter, all those things, man. Just give the family some addresses so they can follow you, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a one-stop shop. So if you go to the main webpage, it's Forever Titus. So FOREVERTITUS.com. So ForeverTitus.com. I got all my social links on there. But if you're on Facebook, it's Forever Titus. If you go on Twitter, it's Forever Titus. On Instagram, it's the number one Titus, like first book Titus. And then YouTube is same thing. Just type in Forever Titus. So you see the visuals, kind of hear some music, sound click, got some new music coming on SoundCloud, got some new music coming up. Got the second part of Conviction coming out. I actually was approached by a director who wanted to put a visual to Conviction, which is really dope. So I'm incorporating my Omni God artists out there. If you guys know about Omni God, I'm an OG member. And just really, you know, I'm excited about this year and the year to come. You know, I got a lot of work, a lot of visuals, and a lot of new opportunities coming up. And then if you go to ForeverTitus.com, I'm going to have a new contest going up. It's called Meet Titus. Not to make myself anything outside of what it is, but, you know, just for branding purposes, just keeping everything very, very original and authentic. You know, I just want to give my fans an opportunity to come hang out with us, you know, meet, chop it up, and enjoy the city and the culture. And then look out, lastly, I got a movement called Cool Christians. So I'm trying to find the coolest Christians around the world and really, really give a platform for their testimony, their faith, you know, their stories, their music, the visuals, and any kind of incorporated business opportunities that we can mend in there, I'm totally open. So I'm excited about it, and I definitely thank you guys for the support on your end. And I got a lot of good stuff coming. So if you're enjoying what you heard so far, man, I'm really, really excited about you hearing the next wave. So.
Oh yeah. And speaking of the next wave, man, give us an explanation to the song entitled "Charged Up" and "Thank You." What was your motivation for writing those two songs, and where were you in your life when you wrote those?
I was driving home, actually, and my battery was dying, and I was watching my demeanor on how serious this was for me to not have my phone. My battery was just losing power, and I was just like, man, you know, we're so attached to technology and these itemized things, you know, how come we're not as fired up when our battery is low for Christ or for work for the kingdom, or if someone just needs help doing something, you know, like I just think the mentality of our times and people sometimes, are a little distracted and not where they should be. But so I reached out to Avila. Thank you. And Avila from Flight School, I reached out to this really dope artist, Kenai. And they were just as charged up as I am, if not more. So it gives you three different versions of three different warriors for the kingdom, and just really shows you how charged up we are about putting this work in. So, and then lastly, thank you is a dedication song. It's one of my favorite songs on the EP. And that's just my thank you letter to God for every opportunity He gave me.
Amen.
And I'm actually
Amen.
Doing a remake with the local choir here on Thank You, which is super fresh. So I'm excited about that one.
Got them. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing that track as well, man. But introduce the two songs to the family. And when we come back, we're going to have more with Titus, Christian hip hop artist, right here on the Simon Sports Radio Network. Take it away, Titus.
Yep, coming up, you got Charged Up featuring myself, Kenai, and Avila from Flight School. Really charged up song. Hope you guys can incorporate that in your daily. And then to kick it off with Thank You is just my dedication. Really smooth, mellowed out, lyric-filled, fun song. So let me know how you like it. Catch me online. And I read through and respond to almost every comment I can reach out to. So I appreciate everything.
Yes, sir. We got Charged Up, and then followed by Thank You right here on the Simon Sports Radio Network. We'll be right back right after this. Don't move a muscle.
Yeah, I'ma get it from the rip. Yeah, the boy charged up, do it for the kingdom like somebody called us. I'ma break it down like an old school bus. Some of y'all will sell out like in God we trust for the dollar bill. So they fall out the sky like in Cloverfield. God's word, God's feet, never overkill. Good book has words that's been known to heal. Shut it down, throw the towel, man, it's over, ill. Give me a shot, the kid got handles. What's a little flame to a room full of candles? What's the point of game if you ain't even a fan too? David Rock Goliath, just to show you how a man do. Big things come from big dreams. Some laugh when I told them I'm a switch lanes. Now looking back at them and they missing the point. Come with us, let's fix things. CC is the tag and it's cool Christians. Flight School taking off, grabbing who listening. Slight oof in the crowd when the music banging loud. Make us all champions like the boy Tristan. Being led by the king, get it. The enemy wanna steal all the bling, get it. But round here, he don't run nothing, get it. The bars cut tight, it's being charged up, rah.
In these last days, I say what I mean and I mean what I say. You thinking I's a joke, boy, look at my face. Then I for worry cause you can't buy courage. To be honest, decaffeinated artists only want the Starbucks. You hear how we sound, now you're getting nervous. When we're not around, you can always call us. You want to call us, you want to call us. Oh, 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 hey, a charge hey, up hey, and stay, a charge hey, up and stay, hey, charge hey, up and hey, stay like hey, oh. Charge up and stay, charge up and stay, charge up and stay like oh. I feel like the man of the hour. Time ticking, hands up, that's power. Keep it on 100, no line. Gonna devour in and out of season. I got plenty reason why I got a season. Woo! Devil try to murk us, cause we got purpose. Since the day he fell, wrap me up, what a serpent. But my guy, he the optimist, prime leader of the Autobots. So we rolling out, yelling out squad all day. Rapping from the O, that's bass. I can't even front, man, I'm charged up. Charged I've been waiting on the Lord like for real, bruh. On, bruh. What's it gotta take to make change? Make change. Penny for a thought, that's range. That's range. Looking to the heavens for the rain. That's king. Cause we all looking out for a king. He the king. Woo! Now risen, resurrected from the dead. Gave me life, one choice, never give up on his threat. Narrow path through the map, don't nobody give a crap. Even when all the blessings come falling on your lap. Chasing after wind, don't give you a win. If you ain't charged up, you'll be dead in your sin. If you lift God up, you'll be dead to your sin. Flag school taking off, then we bringing some strength. Yeah!
In these last days, I say what I mean and I mean what I say. You thinking I's a joke, boy, look at my face. Been not for worry cause you can't buy courage. To be honest,
Decaffeinated artist only wants a Starbucks. You hear how we sound, now you're getting nervous. When we're not around, you can always call us. You want to call us? You want to call us? Charge up, we say, and charge up, we say, charge up, we say, like, oh, 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 hey, a charge up, we say, charge up, we say, and charge up, we say, like, can I kick it? Yes, I can I, the misfit, with a mutual plan. This type of drive don't reverse for a neutral fan. What's clutch when you ain't got gas? Pump your brakes, boy. Jump up and make noise. Faith creates joy. These things go marching. I'm done with talking. I'll raise the bar up, cause God forbid I raise my voice. You might actually enjoy making us your choice. Kiss your outfit, how you charge up, plugging in a dead outlet. You say you hear the truth, that depends where your house is. All your power lines give a faulty connection. I get you. Some don't want more than they just want more favors. Cops at my door said I wake up neighbors. Songs gotta get written though. So if you sitting folk, you doing the wrong thing. Go on, let your heart sing. Apparently, I'll raise offspring to place themselves in the bucket as an offering. What 1% of the world is not wanting is watch community ring with community. This been new to me. Never treating opportunities like I know enough to not learn newer things. We sail the seven seas, 8 wonders of the world, but 9 times out of 10, we're not who we think.
Good math.
Man, we made it this far. Will, turn me down a little bit. Tighter. I wanna thank you, Lord. I wanna give my all. I just wanna say thank you, Lord. Can't thank you enough. Uh-huh. Gotta be humble at times, always keeping it tough. I'll admit it didn't make sense, you making it rough. Uh-huh. And every time I wanted to give up, you calling my bluff. I wanna thank you, man. I'm missing my kids. It's like trying to breathe when you missing some ribs. It's like underwater in 100 feet deep. See, this pain is so intense. Can't eat, can't sleep, just wanna lay still. Go and put my 2 weeks. I read the stories how you transformed the greatest of men. So when it's my turn, I expect the greatest within. I probably make your all-time list the greatest of sin. That's why I thank you, humbled on my knees as I pray strong, hoping good overrides the bad as I live long. Thank you for this ministry and music. With every gift you give me, I'ma use it. Thank you.
Thank you. I just
wanna
thank you, God.
I wanna thank you.
I just wanna give you my all.
I wanna thank you.
For this moment in time,
I wanna
thank you for this life of mine.
Thank you,
I just wanna thank you, God.
I wanna thank you,
I just wanna give you my all.
I wanna
thank you for this moment in time.
Thank you
for this life of mine.
Yeah, I got a long list. You know I did some dirt through the years, even though my faith's strong, kinda living in fear. Got karma in the bit, payback. I spell it out like Pat Sajak. Wheel spinning, ain't trying to feel that. My insecurities had to kill that. Married to the most beautiful, still wonder where her heart's at, man. They coming from the left and the right. They don't care if it's daylight or dark as the night. People fear less, thinking it's a joke and it's right. It seems reflections in the mirror be the hardest to fight. That's why I need you. Help me find some peace in my sanity. Won't compromise the man you made me to be. That's why I thank you. Humbled on my knees as I pray strong, hoping good overrides the bad as I live long. Thank you for this ministry and music. With every gift you give me, I'ma use it. Thank you.
Thank you. I just wanna thank you, God.
I wanna thank you.
I just wanna give you my all.
I wanna thank you.
Thank you for this moment in time.
I wanna thank you.
Thank you for this life of mine.
Thank you.
I just wanna thank you, God.
I wanna thank you.
I just wanna give you my all.
I wanna thank you.
Thank you for this moment in time.
Is the outro. I finger count all my repentances. Gave you some examples and for instances. Although I'm ashamed, it's beneath me. Been here is no coincidence. It may start explaining all the differences. Godspeed. Music is my therapy. I'm a one-man band. So if you know the God we share, then every one man can. We need to love and let love where every one man stands. Let's connect man and woman and child join hands. We live in chaos, confusion. Being blind is an alibi. Days out of control, so I'ma start with I. Titus. I say thank you and lay down the welcome mat. I live through his grace till he welcomes back.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk?
Let's go!
We're back, Psalmist Voice Reloaded, right here on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. We have our special guest, Titus, is in the building, and we've just been hearing his tracks. We've been getting blessed by his ministry, and man, I'm just stoked right now with the music, man. I'm ready to start running. Just saying. but Titus, can you give anybody and some encouraging words, especially with your testimony? Any brother out there that's transitioning, or sister that's transitioning from being in the secular aspect of things and then finding God and being able to stay continuous with God and the ministry that God has given you, can you give anybody some good feedback in regards to the transition and the process you went through, and how you've been maintaining?
Yeah, the transition is tough. It's almost like detoxing. You know, if you're coming off of any substance or, you know, any bad habits, anything of that nature. But I would say truly pray about it. You know, make sure it's in your heart first. Because if it's not there, you know, it's just a domino effect, and it's a temporary thing. Don't do it for attention. Definitely don't do it for financial gain. You know, truly, you know, rediscover yourself in ways that maybe you've never known. And in that process, I think that will show you or give you some direction on which way to go, you know, because, you know, there's some really positive secular artists out there. You know, and there's some really bad Christian hip hop artists out there, in the form of influence. So, I just say it really depends on the person, and like anything, you know, if you want to become, you know, great at what you do, you know, you surround yourself around greats. So,
exactly.
Like for example, what really did it, what really gave me confirmation, and you know, me and Roy Tosh, he was like, "Yo, let's go hoop," and in that hooping process, I got to see him outside of music. You know, and Benjamin mentors him, and I know they work out, and you know, and it just gives you really that fellowship, you know, men of God, and just really get to find those answers and confirmations and doubts and fears. And then Rory was like, "Hey, you ever heard of Daraj? You should go check out the homie. Really, really powerful, anointed." And I went in, you know, hung out with Daraj, who introduced me to Avila, who introduced me to Kenai and other people. So, you know, I just say surround yourself around greatness. And, you know, if you can, iron sharpens iron. Find the things that are doing you good and focus on those, and try to rid of the things that aren't doing you good and get rid of that dead weight. And, you know, I'm still a big hip-hop supporter. So Christian hip-hop or secular, you know, I support a lot of people who focus on the art and the culture and have that longevity in them. But I think it's an individual thing, just like, you know, your faith and your relationship. It is an individual platform that you have to stand on before you do anything. So if all those dots connect and it's meant for you and you feel purposeful and you feel full, by all means, man, run. You know, if you have to, sprint. You know, and don't slow down until you feel like you've walked that journey, you know.
That's right. That's right. And do you have any shout outs you'd like to give?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I want to thank you guys for hosting me on this show here. Big shouts to Kiwan. Kiwan really plugged me into a lot of things. I have Cassandra and Blanco. You know, they're Team Titus. They do a lot of my management and the back end. Big shouts to anybody who's a cool Christian member. Or supporter. Big shouts to my OmniGod family, and You know, of course, man, thank the good God up above for giving us this day. Because if this day never happened, we wouldn't be here, so.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And please give the family again all of your social media contact and information.
Yeah, forevertitus.com, one word. Instagram, the number one, Titus. If you look on Facebook, Twitter is Forever Titus. SoundCloud, YouTube, Forever Titus. So guys, make sure you check it out. Stay updated with everything from the tours, the projects, the new videos, the mergers. I'm working with a very powerful management company right now that should be opening up some doors. So I kind of got some wish list items that I get to knock out. Got an independent film coming out and soundtrack, and got a new EP coming out. So, you know, I'm just getting started. I'm super excited. So,
staying busy. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Staying busy, and it gets getting better and better as days progress and weeks progress. But, man, can you explain to the family your last track of today? Do It Feel Good. What was the inspiration behind that song, and where were you at a point in your life when you wrote this song?
Do It Feel Good is a great question, you know, and I've never felt good being good. I know that sounds weird, you know, but, yeah. You know, marriage, it feels good to be married. It feels good to love one person. It feels good to be dedicated, you know, being a father, being a mentor, being an artist, you know, actually doing good in this world. And so it's really my happy song, you know, Do It Feel Good to Be Good. And if you look at the visuals that be coming out here, man, I got everybody just really doing their happy dance. Whatever makes you feel good in the good that you do, right, it's just me high-fiving, like, yo, don't it feel good to be good? But, you know, we just having fun with it. I got my homie Kashmir from California, big-time producer out there, singing on it. And he's just saying, yo, do it feel good to you, you know? And it's a club banger, so to hear him bump it in the clubs and have it on certain platforms is awesome, because a lot of people don't even know they listen to Christian music,
exactly.
You know, and the message is in it. They just having fun, and it's doing what it's designed to do.
Exactly. Man, it was definitely a pleasure to have you on the show today, and thank you so very much for you and your staff for communicating with us and making this happen on today. And again, we're definitely humbled and honored to have you, and we will be supportive of your ministry and your movement, man. So don't be afraid to send us anything, any events that you might have, anything that you're doing, man. We are here to support you, man. And again, we are here to help you, too. If you have one of those hard days and you need to speak to a brother, man, I am here. For you, you know, we have our exchange numbers, and just give me a call when you need some prayer, or you just need somebody just to have an open ear and to talk to you, man, because, I mean, it is important, especially when you have transitioned the way you have and you're making such an impact for the kingdom. The devil's going to try anything that he can to stop you and to stop your movement. So, you know, I'm one of those people that want to prevent that from happening, man. So, again, it is an open door policy here. We don't, you know, just give me a call. If I don't get to you right away, I will definitely make sure I get to you before the end of the day. But, man, it's definitely been a pleasure to have you on the show. And do you have any closing remarks you'd like to give to the family before we go today?
Yeah. Last thing I share with people, and I'm just walking proof. I my publishing company, you know, and I'm not talking business right now. I'm just trying to show you that everything I do is, to me, a reminder of where I've been and where I'm going. But the company I created is called All Faith, No Fear, right? Because I don't think you can have both. And coming into this world, you know, I had a lot of people give me some opportunities that I really wanted to go back to, in the sense of it was a good thought, but it wasn't in my heart, so I didn't make it happen. But, you know, truly, man, have all faith, no fear. When in doubt, be still. That's something I learned. You know, I've been on the other side of domestic violence and a whole bunch of other things, and being still says so much about
your inner growth and your connection to Christ, and also, you know, your belief and faith, because the enemy wants you to move. He wants you to be distracted. He wants you to trip up. He want to catch you slipping, you know, and every form and every way is meant to diminish the blessings that are waiting for you. And so, you know, I really want anybody, or if just that one person, to understand, you know, sometimes if we listen more and talk less, you know, if you love more and hate less, I can go on all these equations, but just really try to focus on the greater, and I think God will continue to smile down on you and everything you do. And again, I struggle, I'm tempted, I'm tested, I'm challenged, but all those things are overcome by me having faith. You know, so if I can give you anything, just really focus on having as much faith as you can possibly carry in that situation, and try to diminish as much of that fear as you can, you know, and I know it's easier said than done, but it's doable, and continue to do it for as long as you possibly can.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, Titus, thank you again so much for being on the show. And again, the doors are open for you, my brother, and we will be more than happy to promote and push everything that the Lord is giving you right here on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network for family. It's about that time to get up outy, but you've listened to a special presentation of the Psalmist Voice Reloaded with our special guest, Christian hip-hop recording artist, Titus. And Titus, thank you so very much, sir, for coming on the show. And always, always remember, you are more than you think and greater than you heard. And when you see the Psalmist Voice in your hood, on the block, whatever it is we are doing in ministry, walk with us, family. Let's go. We gonna close the show out with Titus. Do it. Feel good right here on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. We out, family. God bless you.
so I learned to channel all my anger through this pen pad. Trusted him to lift that, and he did. For me to love, he gave a rib. Put it all up on the cross, let us not forget. I reminded through the eyes of the innocent. Put the bad in the past, pray and repent. Got a few stones out, I'm okay, had to vent. Never took my mind off of his heaven sent. Gotta tear down these walls by using all of the right tools. Confident with faith, no fear, thinking we might lose. Walk with him and dance wearing the right shoes. On judgment day, the only thing to say is
your